Welcome. Today, we're discussing some exciting news in the AI world. Google's Gemini 2.5 Pro. I've heard whispers. Is it really as groundbreaking as everyone's saying? Fill me in. From the benchmarks, absolutely. It's a beast, outperforming almost all other frontier models in key areas, especially coding and reasoning. It's the first Pro model with a dedicated reasoning engine, similar to other chain-of-thought models.
Chain of thought, like a step-by-step logic process before answering. That's interesting. So it thinks before it speaks.
Precisely, and the results are impressive. It's generating complex games in one shot. Plus, it's multimodal with image understanding and a massive million token context window, which is huge for coding larger projects. Million tokens, wow. Okay. So where can we get our hands on this?
If you have Gemini Advanced, you can access the 2.5 Pro experimental version now. It'll also be on AI Studio upon official release.
Excellent. So what's the official word from Google?
They're calling it their most intelligent AI model. It's state of the art across various benchmarks and even topping the chatbot arena leaderboard, apparently under a pseudonym during testing.
Sneaky, sneaky. Any details on the training process?
They're combining an enhanced base model with improved prompt engineering and reinforcement learning with chain of thought prompting, but it sounds like they are weaving these thinking capabilities directly into the model's architecture, which is a bit different.
Fascinating. So, how does it perform on those benchmarks?
It's the first model to hit 18.8% on the humanities last exam, which is supposed to be incredibly tough. The previous high score was 14%. It also leads on the GPQA Diamond scientific benchmark. Seriously impressive reasoning and general knowledge.
Okay, color me impressed. But what about the coding aspect? Does it live up to the hype?
They emphasize advanced coding capabilities, particularly creating visually appealing web pages and agentic code, along with code transformations and editing. It scored nearly 64% on the SU benchmarks using their custom agent setup. The examples show it generating functional and aesthetically pleasing web apps and even performing data analysis with Plotly Express.
Hold on, data analysis too? This is getting interesting.
Right? And get this. The creator tested it with a modified trolley problem, where the five people on the track are already dead. Most models would miss that nuance, but Gemini 2.5 Pro reasoned through it perfectly.
That's some serious logical deduction. Any other tests?
A modified Schrödinger's cat, where the cat's already dead. Again, Gemini nailed it, stating a 0% probability of the cat being alive. They'll be doing more tests on the misguided inception benchmark, which focuses on reasoning and logical deductions, but initial results are promising.
I'm almost afraid to ask, but what about web app creation?
They asked it to code a landing page with HTML, CSS, and JavaScript all in one file. It generated a functional, albeit small, website with basic landing page features, including working links. Pretty impressive.
Okay, I'm officially on the hype train. Anything else?
One last test. Coding an animation of falling letters with realistic physics, collision detection, dynamic screen adaptation, and all within a single HTML file. The thought process it displayed was extremely detailed, and, well, it worked. The animation rendered with different shapes, sizes, collision detection, and screen adaptability.
Wow. So, initial impressions?
Gemini 2.5 Pro seems incredibly strong in both coding and reasoning. It'll need more thorough testing, but it has the potential to rival even Cloud Sonnet, especially on benchmarks like AlphaPO, Glot, and Life Coding Bench, particularly in single-attempt scenarios.
This is game-changing stuff. Definitely going to be keeping an eye on this. Thanks for the insightful breakdown. Until next time, folks. Keep exploring the fascinating world of AI.
Goodbye.